welcome to episode 16 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Sandy, and this week, I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth and Andy. Andy and Elizabeth were guests of the Cancun Tourism Board recently and had an opportunity to explore 10 resorts in Cancun, as well as some activities in the area. This week, I thought that I would pick their brains about what they saw, learned, and did. Maybe Cancun is the perfect destination for your next vacation. So, 10 resorts, huh? That yes. Sounds like a fun trip. How long were you guys there?
We were there, we flew out Monday and Friday travel days, and we saw the resorts in 2 days, but the other 4 day we were out there was a fun day for us to see and try some of the attractions in Cancun. So it was 10 resorts in 2 days.
Yeah. Wow. Can you, remember distinct things about the resorts?
Oh, very much so. You know, Cancun is one of these places that I've heard a lot about, and not always in the most positive light.
Yeah, people ask about it a lot, so I'm interested.
Yeah, it's very, very close. I mean, I flew out of Atlanta, a direct flight on Southwest to Cancun. It was 2 hours out there. That was all. I thought it would be longer than that, but it was very, very quick to get there.
Yeah.
Very direct. And it's an absolutely beautiful location. I mean, white sandy beaches, beautiful crystal blue ocean. The lagoon on the side, Cancun is just an interesting, 30 years ago and 40 years ago, it didn't really exist as anything, like a lot of the Riviera Maya. But it's all shaped like in a number seven, and on the inland side, you've got the lagoon, and on the other side, on the strip of land, you've got the Gulf of Mexico. And you're right on the edge of the Yucatan Peninsula, not too terribly far from the island of Cozumel. But it was just absolutely gorgeous. Lots of different types of resorts we saw, from sort of more budget-conscious ones to very, very high-end deluxe resorts. And it was really everything in between. Isn't that right, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I think that's the thing about Cancun is you sometimes think of it as a spring break destination, and it certainly has been that in its history. But yes. We saw a lot of very family-friendly resorts while we were there, and sort of every sort of price point, you know, from a more budget-friendly to a more extravagant, and then lots of things in between. So a lot, and really, we only looked at all-inclusives while we were there. It's just the nature of what we did. I don't know that that was really by design or just by coincidence. We were really focusing on all-inclusives, but there are plenty of European plan hotels there as well. So
let me ask you this: you fly into Cancun. How far are you from the hotel district, the resorts? Is it a long drive, or
we were a 15-minute drive from the airport.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there was some traffic, so it's a little bit hard for us to gauge because they're rebuilding some roads there. But yeah, between 15 and 20 minutes, and we were staying at the Fiesta Americana Condesa, which is closer to the airport. Like, it's one of the first resorts that you get to as you drive, you know, toward. So I guess it, you know, if you're staying at the other end, then it might take you about 30 minutes to get all the way through.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So that's not too bad. So what about like people who want nightlife or shopping, or is that stuff easy to get to?
Well, Cancun, you know, we touched on this just a minute ago. Elizabeth mentioned it. It's had a reputation as being a spring break destination. There are now just two resorts that cater to spring break clients that will allow them within the resort. But there still is that nightlife, but there's also sort of high-end shopping that surprised me. Mm-hmm. I went in really not knowing what to expect. I heard, you know, a lot of different things about Cancun, but I never felt unsafe. I felt very much at ease. We didn't really have much opportunity to go wandering about on our own, but I wouldn't have thought twice about it. I would have had no qualms whatsoever. And there is a lot of nightlife from big nightclubs like Coco Bongo to smaller sort of, you know, a lot of American and European chain restaurants. So if you, Cancun is just far enough away, but if you still want some of the things that you know from home, you've got that, but you've also still got a lot of the local things, so the local restaurants, seafood places, as well as the nightlife. And each resort sort of had its own unique feel, as well as its own entertainment as well for during the day as well as at night.
Yeah, and just to focus on that, like the shopping, there's a whole mall with designer stores in it. Hugo Boss and Pandora and Calvin Klein, as well as Gucci and Ferragamo. And so it's sort of, I mean, it kind of blends Las Vegas with Myrtle Beach. and I hate to say that because I think Myrtle Beach is a little bit more showy, whereas Cancun is a little bit more beachy. You know, it had a Bubba Gumps, which we sort of laughed about because you wonder, what does the Bubba Gump trivia thing that the wait staff always do sound like with a Mexican accent? It must be a little strange. But and obviously catering to a lot of Russian tourists as well. We saw a lot of menus and spa menus and things like that were in really? Russian as well. Yeah, we were surprised.
Apparently, there were three flights directly from Russia each week to Cancun.
You know, that's funny because I feel like the whole Caribbean has this appeal to the rest of the world that we take for granted on the East Coast, mm-hmm. you know, because we just think it's in our backyard. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, I want to hear about the resorts. What were your favorites? What stood out? Where do I want to go?
I think favorite, it's kind of hard to say because some of them had little things that made it great for this or for that. I mean, I really liked the Hard Rock. I felt really at home at the Hard Rock. And I'm not much of a party person, nor am I a rock and roller. But I just liked it. Everybody there was having a good time, but not over the top good time. It felt like a party when you walk in, and they actually have somebody called the vibe manager who like picks the playlists and she'll change it according to what guests might be there. So if a group has rented out the hotel for like an incentive trip or something like that, then they might have different music than you would have at, you know, during family time. We were there during low season. So it can vary, but, it was a hip kind of resort. What I didn't like about the Hard Rock were the halls felt like dorm rooms to me. It felt like a big dorm hall. They're very stark white. It really did feel like you're walking. Now the room was great, but getting there, I just felt like I was sort of back in college. So little things like that. I don't know if the Hard Rock is my favorite though. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I enjoyed the Hard Rock. And the thing, while we're talking about the Hard Rock, the thing I liked about it is if you're a music lover, they have, where they will let you borrow a Fender guitar, a channel on the television where you can sort of take guitar lessons or DJing lessons or mixing lessons.
Yeah, that's like a Hard Rock thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, and that's the Hard Rock Resort thing, but I thought that was really cool. And the really cool thing, they even have left-handed guitar because we asked.
Are you left-handed?
Yeah, it was a fun vibe. Obviously, that's not for everybody because it's quite sort of loud and quite get up and go. And a lot of people go to a resort like Cancun and just want to chill out. I really enjoyed the look and feel of the Paradisus. It was just elegant, lots of greenery inside. I mean, live, lush greenery growing up the inside. The restaurants looked fantastic. We had lunch there. The food was very good. The setting was gorgeous, right on the beachfront. There was a nice breeze. But I just liked the way it's, they used a lot of almost sort of the aroma change from part of the resort from one part of the resort to another. So you'd smell a lot of lemongrass around the spa, and then you'd smell, you know, something different. And it was just I know it could be quite cloying, but I also like the check-in procedure with the family check-in, where they had candy available, and it was all sort of catering to the kids, sort of with bright colors and video games, so the kids could be entertained while the parents sort of got checked in and had a drink themselves or a pastry, and the kids could just sort of, you know, get sugared up, for want of a better phrase, but there were lollipops and, you know, candy and stuff like that, and just be out of the way, and then the parents would know they were taken care of and safe and contained while they were learning about the resort. And that was one of the few resorts we saw that actually had in parts the butler option. Oh. Wasn't it, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite resort. I think it's also a favorite with the King of Spain, if my Spanish is any good from reading signs.
He at least stayed there. The King
of Spain. Really?
Yeah. I think probably a favorite for me was Secrets the Vine, which it's a high rise. It's adult only, but it had a really elegant feel to it. And I think sort of to contrast with the Hard Rock, which actually, if I remember correctly, is right next door. There's the Secrets is a little bit more low key, more laid back. And their club level was phenomenal. They have an infinity pool like on the 10th floor that looks out over the ocean. So, and again, that adult only sort of gave it that extra. A lot of the places we saw were family friendly, and Paradisus actually has an adult only area, but is also family friendly. So there is one section that you can purchase into that where you would be, no kids would be there, but the Secrets of the Vine was adult only. And we saw a lot of honeymoon banners, definitely a very romantic destination for people.
Yeah. One of my, the other resorts that I really liked was the Iberostar, and it's a very family friendly resort, but I really liked the way the pools were set up. The rooms were nice and the interior of the hotel and the resort was very nice, but it was the pools that really sort of impressed me. Lots of islands and children's play area and ping pong tables that were something to kind of set on an island where you got to them through via a walkway. Although I think we'd be fishing out ping pong balls from the pool for quite some time if you were actually playing. But it was just multi-levels, and the really cool thing I liked about it was the presence of hawks. They actually had them in the grounds.
Wait, say that again. What were they?
Hawks.
Okay.
Right, Hawks.
Yeah.
I know I'm English.
I gotcha.
I think the English was throwing us off. Sorry about that.
Hawks.
That's better.
We asked them about the hawks, and they're there because there were lots of scavenger birds. You see these a lot of places you go, they'll come eat your breadcrumbs or whatever.
Oh, I bet.
But the hawks take care of them, so you don't have anybody dive bombing your food, which is nice.
Ooh.
There's a lot of open air eating, and all of these resorts had some sort of al fresco dining option, and so it was kind of nice to know that those birds wouldn't be. And it's not that the hawks kill them; those birds don't even come around because they see, oh, that's something that will eat me, and they don't.
So here's a question that you think a lot about Mexico, or I've heard a lot about Mexico. You always hear, don't drink the water. So did you drink the water? And if you didn't drink the water, did you drink slushy drinks? Because doesn't that count as drinking the water?
I drank the water, but it was usually sort of helped or assisted, aided and abetted by a little bit of alcohol. But no, in all seriousness, there were signs in the rooms in the resort where we stayed, the Fiesta Americana Condesa, that said the water was definitely potable. I had no qualms using it to take any medication that I had or brushing my teeth or anything like that. They go through a very concentrated high filtration process. I don't think that there's any problem, particularly in a resort area like Cancun on the Riviera Maya.
And there was also bottled water in the room, so we actually made coffee with bottled water. And my roommate had coffee, I think, all day. So she went through quite a bit of water. But yeah, so she could have filled it up from the fountain, but they also provided bottled water.
So I always feel like bottled water is a great option, but then I wonder about your drinks because you've got ice and stuff like that. So no problem.
No, and the food was excellent as well. And we actually joked, I think, about Resort 8. We've decided that every all-inclusive has to have a Japanese, an Italian, and a Mexican restaurant at the bare minimum.
And a steakhouse.
Right? And a steakhouse, yeah. And a steakhouse.
Wait, how were the Mexican Argentine restaurants?
I actually, did you...
And about 9 of the 10 resorts seem to have that. It was really funny.
Did you?
They're all very good.
Andy, did you try a Mexican restaurant while you were there? Because I didn't. I actually, the last night I was going to, and then I fell asleep because I was so tired.
A group of us went out last night to try the Mexican restaurant. Several of them, of the people in the group, had actually tried it earlier in the stay. But the Fiesta Americana was actually host to 3 different conferences at that point.
Oh, wow.
They were giving out pages and saying it was between a 45 to 60 minute wait. So we opted, we were hungry after trailing around all day and touring. And we decided we would try somewhere else that had a little bit shorter wait time. So actually, I never had any of the actual food in the Mexican restaurants in any resort.
So I want to talk about some excursion options, and I know you guys did some really cool stuff, but before we get to that, I want to hear about if you learned anything about the traditional kind of excursions you hear about from Cancun, like the Mayan ruins or the Sea Note swimming, or is that how you say it? Yeah. So I know you guys didn't have a chance to do that, but I've heard that that is something you should really do when you're there. So did you hear, did you learn about that at all?
Or no, actually, we did. We did see some Mayan ruins. It was a little bit surprising. We toured the Riu Peninsula, and as they were building the resort, they actually unearthed a small set of Mayan ruins. And there's a historical archaeological sign in English and Spanish explaining what this is. It's right on the edge of the beach, and it was some sentry watch post, but it's very Mayan in its outlook. I mean, I've toured a couple of Mayan ruin sites elsewhere in Mexico and in Belize, and it's authentic. It's been authenticated by the Mexican Archaeological Society. But you're not too terribly far away from Tulum, which is one of the major Mayan sites within easy striking distance of Cancun. It's only about 45 minutes down the coast.
Just to stick a little bit closer, there is actually an archaeological site at in Cancun. It's not. It wasn't very far from the Fiesta Americana Condesa at all. It's actually on the way to the airport from
the airport,
yeah. So, so there is actually a place that you can explore that. And then the underground rivers and those sorts of attractions are not far away and very easy to get to. And there are, I would estimate, hundreds of tour companies that, you know, can take you out there. And then that's also something mm-hmm. that we as travel agents can prearrange for you as well. But it was not hard at all to find those little adventures.
That would be something I couldn't miss if yeah. I was going to go. That is definitely on my list. And my husband, too, with his ancient aliens that he has going on. We don't need to go into that.
Well, and they were highly recommended to us, especially the underwater rivers. I mean, that was...
Oh, yeah. That's what I've heard. Yeah, I know. So you went to this little island, right?
You want to say it, Andy?
Yes, I'm going to put on my best Spanish accent. And it's the Isla Mujeres.
Okay.
Translates as the Island of Women.
And this is kind of like, if there's resorts on this island too, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a zoetry out there, and there's
you
a few others.
You have to take a ferry. And Okay, so tell me about this. I want to hear about this island. I'm very interested.
The boat leaves from the mainland and takes about 50 minutes to get out to Isla Mujeres. And what we went out there to do, we had a few hours, a park called Garrafan, which had some water things going on. You could also rent bicycles and ride around the island. You could also go ziplining, or you could just relax on the beach under a shade tree in the hammock garden, or under a palapa, which is the traditional Mexican thatched shade on the beach, overlooking this crystal clear blue ocean. And all the food was included as part of our pass. And so we ate lunch there, and we just had a lovely time just enjoying the beautiful weather and the beautiful scenery.
I totally ziplined. I totally did. I am so afraid of heights.
You made me go first, though.
I did. But then I followed right behind. It was really fun. It was really neat.
Because it sort of took
you through the trees and then took you out over the water and then back down to the beach. So it was like a three zips.
Three zips.
It was a little disconcerting the first time I go, because my low center of gravity kind of spun me, and I ended up coming in backwards for the first platform arrival.
Really? They must not let you like hold on to the top.
There's the second zip, you had your own break. The first zip, they had a break for you, but the second one, you had your own break, and I failed, and I came in very hot. Very hot. Yeah, I thought
it was a really high-tech braking system, wasn't it, Elizabeth?
It was like a block of wood, but, you know, yeah.
See, I just need to take you down. I'll have to take you to Fayetteville and zipline down there.
Well, it was a great beginner zipline. So I've only ziplined once before, and that was actually on the Allure of the Seas, which just goes really from one side of the ship to the other. It's not a very long zipline at all. And so I did that. That was my little baby step. And then this was sort of a next step up, because I know if you go to Costa Rica or whatever, then you're like zipping a long, long way sometimes, hooking and hooking. So
there's some good ones around North Carolina, really. I mean, the one in Fayetteville is good. If you ever want to do it, I'll do it with you.
But the rest of the day kind of put that even in the shade. It was one of the things that I was so looking forward to, and it just eclipsed all my expectations.
Okay.
And it was when they took the swimming with dolphins.
Nice.
And it was unlike anything I've ever experienced before in my life. To be in the water with these majestic creatures that are so intelligent, and you can look them in the eye, and they're up on the tail pretty much, and, you know, they're giving you a kiss on the cheek.
And they're always smiling.
Well, and they gave us a good deal of literature because I am kind of concerned with animal rights. And yes. It's sort of a, with the advent of blackfish and everything, all of these places are sort of on major alert. And there, this company was, you know, very highly certified, has all of their safety things, and their dolphins are in ocean water. They're not, and you know, they don't isolate them. And except for right when they have calves, or are they calves, right? Dolphins.
Yeah,
is that right? And we actually saw a mommy and baby dolphin playing together. Mm-hmm. So they're actually reproducing, and you know, it seemed like a very healthy environment. I felt pretty much at ease with it. And they
you
were
can also feel and sense the relationship between the people working with the dolphins. I hate to use the word trainer because that makes it sound so horrible, but you could sense that there was a definitely a relationship between the animals and the human who was working with them. Just touch these majestic creatures, both on their terms and when we had some of the things that we did. We had a dorsal fin pull into the shore, and then what we called the Superman push, or the foot push, which was absolutely amazing, where you're told to swim about 75 yards out, be upright in the water, but make sure that your legs are slightly apart and with the soles of your feet pointing down. You don't know where these creatures are, and suddenly you feel noses against the sole of your feet, and you are pushed into an upright standing position. And I felt like I was absolutely flying. It was an incredible rush. And I was just, you know, at the mercy of these two beautiful dolphins, Romulo and Daniela. I felt safe, I felt free, I felt liberated, and it was just something that I've never experienced before. And it was amazing.
Awesome. That sounds really cool. I would love to do that. I think that would be really neat. Mm-hmm. I do. I'm with you, though, Elizabeth. I do feel like you have to balance the animal rights part of it, because I know people have concerns about that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think they weren't performing for us. They weren't doing flips. I mean, I guess one could argue that they're performing for us, but to me, that chance to, you know, to actually get that close to a wild animal also, you know, there was a great deal of respect between the human beings and the dolphins there. And it was, everything was really well handled. In my opinion, I'm not an expert dolphin trainer. And I think that we may see tours like this go away in the next 10 years or so, just because people won't tolerate it. And I think that's fine. But if you want to do it, you probably should do it soon.
Yeah. So any other things? Like, so could you do something like that if you were just visiting on a, like a cruise for one day? You
could absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there aren't really any cruises that go into Cancun across the island of Cozumel. It isn't very far away. And I know that is an option there because I was there this past summer, as well as up and down the Riviera Maya, or a lot of other places around the Caribbean can do this sort of thing. I went in really sort of skeptical about Cancun as a whole. You know, Mexico, I hate to say it, it doesn't have the best reputation, but I think most of the problems are sort of between rival Mexican gangs and are not confined to tourist areas. They're more in sort of the country. And I never felt unsafe in Cancun. We were driven all over the place. We walked around a little bit. But it's an absolutely beautiful place. The sun-kissed beaches, the white sand, the beautiful ocean.
It's one of those places where you can see the sun rise and set because of the situation with the lagoon and the...
Yeah.
So you can see the sun rise over the water, and then you can see the sun set over the water.
And some of the resorts set up both ways. Mm-hmm. A lot of them mostly have ocean views, but there are some, if they're on the corner suites, and some of the suites we looked at were very luxurious, where you can see the sun rise over the ocean, coming up in the east and setting in the west over the lagoon. And I came back from Cancun with a completely different perception of the place. I wouldn't hesitate to go back.
It's probably important for us to say we were actually only in Cancun proper. There's also the Riviera Maya south of that and several other resort areas. So if Cancun itself doesn't appeal, and honestly, I don't know why it wouldn't, but if it doesn't, then there are other options. Some are more secluded and some are more luxurious. And I think Riviera Maya is another place where it's sort of on my list to really explore because there's so much there to choose from. So really getting to know those resorts is really important.
Yeah, I agree.
This was a nice fit because we got to experience such a wide range of resorts from price ranges and brands that really gave us a good feel for things. So, you know, a lot of these resorts have properties throughout the Caribbean and elsewhere in Mexico. I took a lot out of that from just getting a feel for each individual brand of resort.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been to Tijuana, so...
Totally different.
Yeah, Cancun's
totally different,
sure.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago, too, so... All right, well, I think that's our show for this week. Very good, thank you, guys. I really appreciated hearing about that, because now I really want to go more.
So. Well, we were happy to go.
Thank you for going and taking one for the team. All right. On behalf of Elizabeth, Andy, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.